Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for Christmas Day, December 25th. I'm Paul White. Well, I'm going to tell you why I love Christmas. Everyone will say to you, well, the reason for the season is the birth of Jesus, or you get to the joy of giving gifts. Those are great things. I love that we observe that God became man, wrapped himself in human flesh, born as a baby, lived as a man. That's awesome. I love that we give gifts. Paul said that Jesus said it is truly blessed, more blessed to give than to receive. I will not disagree. But my real love for Christmas is found in the fact that it is an absolute celebration of religious liberty. And I am a liberty fan, as many of you know. Let me tell you why this is a celebration of religious liberty. In the first century, there is no indication in the New Testament the early church celebrated the birth of Jesus. They did observe the resurrection, for sure. But the celebration of his birth would have been a little foreign to them simply because they did not rotate this idea of reverence around the natural birth, even of many of their own birthdays. That even celebrating our own birthdays are relatively new in the history of man, but certainly not in religion. They wouldn't have done that. However, by the 4th century, there began to be a real observance of the birthday of Christ that was sort of set in stone by Pope Julius in about 350 AD, when he set the 25th of December as the date of Jesus' birth. Then the Catholic Church began to really hone around that as a holiday. Now, it corresponded with a secular holiday. It was almost an answer to the secular Roman feast day of Saturnalia. The Holy Roman Empire was still around at the establishment of Christmas. And this was a festival that revolved around the sun. Now, you observe Saturday, call it Saturday. That's actually an extension of the celebration of the god Saturn. So we have a lot of sort of what many people refer to as pagan or secular or natural days that are sort of filtered into this our calendar. When the English Puritans and those Reformed Protestants across Europe tried to purify their religious beliefs, they tried to remove everything that was not directly talked about in the New Testament, and they did not see December 25th, of Christmas, as being talked about in the New Testament. And since they were Reformed and quote-unquote Puritans, and December 25th was decidedly Catholic, they removed it from their own celebration. In fact, in 1644, the Puritans even banned celebrating Christmas in England. When King Charles took the throne, he rescinded that ban. When the American Puritans in New England came, they continued to treat December 25th as the same as you'd treat December 26th. They just saw it another day in winter. And that happened well into the 1800s. If you look back into the founding fathers of the U.S., late 18th century, early 19th century, there's not a lot of focus on Christmas. It was sort of a counterculture against the established Church of England or the Catholic Church. By the 1830s, though, we're starting to see that thrown off, and people begin to celebrate Christmas, and they mix that into their own sort of Dutch traditions and English traditions, and that's where we get some of the things like Christmas cards and decorated trees and fruitcake and Christmas carols and giving of gifts, and we've sort of taken them and made them biblical, but they started as expressions of local belief, just like I talked to you over Easter about Easter eggs and the painting of eggs as the story of the resurrection among Mesopotamian Christians, and how that's sort of, we could say that's been hijacked by the world, but it came out of a cultural setting. It came out of an expression. Let me give you just a little chronology. Emperor Constantine, 4th century, built the Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem. It became an official Roman holiday, and then, as I said before, it gets picked up in the middle of that 4th century by the Catholic Church. By the 6th century, the Catholic Church designs Advent. That's the four Sundays in front of Christmas. In the 8th century, we get an English missionary, missionary Boniface, to the Germans, changes the old Olden's oak and changes it to a fir tree in tribute to Jesus. So he takes a pagan story of Odin's oak and he changes it as a tribute to Christ as a way of sharing the gospel with a people that understood Odin's Oak. We don't see the word Christmas in print for another three centuries. About the 11th century, people start writing it down. And then by the 13th century, we have carols in the language of whatever nation you're in to try to tell the story of the birth of Christ. Some people say Martin Luther was the first person to light candles on a Christmas tree. It starts. Some of the things are hazy. Some of the things are a little bit shaded. But the reason I started today by saying it's a celebration of religious liberty is because to me, Christmas, as we know it, was birthed out of the traditions of people who were expressing how they wanted to address Jesus on the earth. They were using things like trees that had been used in secular culture to explain the story of Jesus in a spiritual culture. They were giving gifts because that was acceptable in one culture. Mistletoe, carols, all these things arose out of attempts to express your faith. So for me, Christmas is this big melting pot of how believers throughout at least the last 1700 years have expressed the birth of Christ within their culture. That is an awesome thing. So when someone gets all up in the air about a tree or about mistletoe or about stuff, go, we're missing the reason for the season. I say you're missing the reason for the holiday. We can celebrate the season as the birth of Jesus. Great. But the holiday is an expression of your culture and what that means to you. Now, unfortunately, we are seeing a culture who is now expressing materialism as sort of a god, and that's replacing what a lot of us believe about Christmas. But that's okay too, because that's an expression of their liberty. They can't take away your freedom to see this holiday as the birth of Jesus and your multiple expressions of that birth, unless you allow it to. And don't fight against their expression of what this holiday means to them. I may disagree with how you use your liberty, but I will lay down my life for your ability to use your liberty, even if it means that our liberty looks entirely different, or at least the outcome of said liberty. So I say to you, enjoy the cultural expression of Christmas however you do that today. As for me and my house, we celebrate Christmas through the giving of gifts around a tree. We enjoy our time together. We play games. We laugh. We spend time with those that we love. We decorate. We sing. We talk about Jesus and the fact that he came to this earth. God came to this earth wrapped in a form of a man, and what that means to us. And I hope and pray that whatever expression you have of it today, you celebrate in your way, and you celebrate with peace. We'll see you tomorrow. Merry Christmas.